Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards, Executive Director of Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Also one of your co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Today we are reflecting on the 15th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, starting in verse 21. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. Once again, this is a reading from the 15th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. If you were to read a couple of these phrases in isolation of the others, I think we might walk away with an incomplete picture of who Jesus is, you know, or who his disciples are. Disciples say, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." That doesn't seem super charitable. Jesus' reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Well, that's a little misleading as well. And finally, when she asks for help, he says, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." I mean, come on, how much more humiliating can you get there? Is Jesus trying to humiliate this woman? No. He's trying to set her up for success here. He's testing her faith in a way that certainly, as only he can, he knows that she will succeed. What does this story say to us? I think oftentimes in my life, and yours if you're anything like me, I've been in situations where I was unwilling or apprehensive to ask Jesus, to ask the Lord for guidance in a particular area, to ask the Lord for help in a particular scenario, or even and especially to ask members of my own community for prayer or for assistance or for partnership. Why? Because there's this sense in me that I just need to accomplish this on my own. Or maybe even a more misleading perspective, that there's a sense in me that, you know, there are some who might be better deserving of the Lord's help. There are some who might be better deserving of prayer or intercession. And as evidenced in today's gospel reading, we see the woman who is in desperate need of Jesus's intervention in her life. She comes to him with great resolution and continues to seek after him to the point where finally he says, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." When we are apprehensive in our approach to the Lord because we are sensing that in some way we are undeserving, or maybe even, let's put it another way, that there is some limit on God's grace of what he can and desires to accomplish in our lives, we are actually, how does St. Paul put it? We are disregarding the power that Jesus won for us in the cross. When we indicate to the Lord that we believe that heaven has a lack of the grace that we desire, we're not simply acting in humility, but we are indicating a lack of trust in God's desire to provide. Okay? Let us adopt the heart of the Canaanite woman in today's gospel, that as we come into times of intercession, as we come into times of petition, and especially when we come into opportunities to ask for assistance from brothers or sisters in our own Christian community, whether that be our family or our friends, let us be struck with a conviction that God, there is enough grace in heaven for you to accomplish what I need and desire in my life. And not only that, but you've put me here in the context of this community because you desire to accomplish it. Oh woman, oh man, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. God, we place our trust in you.